Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right. Bob Sims back here, and we are just about ready to go. There's the buzzer. Let's run down quickly for Sitka. Number three is Randy Netting. Number four is Harry Bradley. Number seven is Justin Bagley. Number 11, my buddy Ray Kitka. Number 12 is Tom Anderson. 13 is Sid Eubanks. 14 is Matt Love. 18 is Patrick Miller. 32, Norm Staten. And 44 is Jeremy Plank for Huna. Joe Cornell is 12, Jeremy Martin 20, James Jack Sr. 21, Dwayne Jack 22, Albert Hinchman 23, Lonnie Howland 24, Adam Lee is 25, Andy Gray 31, Louis White 33, Kamal Lindoff is 34, Mark, I'm going to butcher this one, I'm going to guess it's Prpich, P-R-P-I-C-H. And 45 is Mike Mills. So Huna in the red, well, red and black stripes with white numbers. They stand out real easily. And for Sitka, they have their familiar, Sitka's always been in red, so they have their familiar white jerseys with the red numbers. So it's Jeremy Martin, Louis White, and the ball is tipped to Sitka in the backcourt, and that's Randy Netting. Randy will take a long three, and he'll drop it in. So Netting knocks down the first shot of the game, and Sitka goes on top by a score of 3-0. Back the other way, Martin handles the ball. Off to Kamal Lindoff, looking for someone to pass to. He goes off to Jeremy Martin. Martin goes back to Kamal. Kamal around a pick, tries to go to the baseline, left side. He's cut off. They go down on the block. That is number 40, and that's Mark Prpich. Comes back out on top, handling the basketball. They go back down on the block to Mark. He turns around, 12-footer off the glass, left it a little strong. And the rebound comes down to Love for Sitka. He hands the ball off to Sid Eubanks, and here comes Sid on the run. Handling the ball, bounce pass. And we got to travel. So Randy Netting picked up the travel call as he was trying to get around Mark Prpich. And he's got the long beard down to about the middle of his chest. And then he's got a little bow in it so that it doesn't spread out too far. Jeremy Martin comes around Mark's pick. Ball stolen away. Long outlet pass. Down to Eubanks. Eubanks up off the glass, and he's going to be fouled, and that foul is going to be on number 34, and that's going to be Kamal Lindoff. So Kamal picks up his first personal foul and going to the free throw line. It's number 13, Sid Eubanks. Eubanks shot up and good. It was pure bottom of the net, 4-0 in favor of Sitka. Second shot up by Sid. Back rim, front rim, and it is also drops. And Sitka goes on top by a score of 5-0. Kamal is going to bring the ball across the timeline for Huna. Looking for someone to pass to. Down on the baseline. Shot up off the glass, left it short. That was Joe Cornell. Sitka gets the rebound. So Huna one and done again. And here comes Netting. Netting, another long three, and he knocks it down again. So Netting with a pair of three-pointers, and he has hit nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's 8-0 in favor of Sitka. Sitka and Huna, this is Masters, and this is winner's bracket. Down the lane, Jeremy Martin up off the glass, the left hand, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's controlled nicely in there by Matt Love. Love off to Eubanks. Eubanks drives down the lane, was looking for someone to pass to in the corner, and it was picked out of there by Lindoff for Huna. So Kamal across the timeline, off to Louis White. Louis, long three-pointer. Back rim, no good, ran down by Cornell. Cornell looking for Martin, instead comes out to Kamal Lindoff. Netting has him. Prpich sets a pick, Lindoff up off the glass with a wild shot, got caught in the air and needed to do something, but what he did wasn't very good, and Eubanks comes down with the ball for Sitka. Here comes Sid, pulls up, 12-foot jumper, right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Jeremy Martin, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Lead pass ahead to Kamal. Lindoff handles it, goes around a Louis White pick, comes back out on top to Cornell, down on the baseline to Martin. Jeremy fed it inside to Pirich, and he puts the shot up and good. So Mark Pirich puts the shot up and good. That's the first bucket of the ball game as Hoon is now on the board. And back the other way comes Sitka. Long three-pointer is over and off by Jeremy Plank, and the rebound comes down to Huna. One thing about this bracket is they don't run a whole lot. Lindoff handling the ball, pulls up at the free throw line. Now they go down on the baseline to Kamal. Kamal looking for a pick from Cornell. Goes around to the free throw line extended, left side. Kamal drives off to Pirich. He comes back out on top, hands the ball to Jeremy Martin. Martin into Cornell, turns around, shot up, no good. Shot up again, no good. Got his own rebound. Pirich gets the rebound, comes out to Lindoff. He's wide open for three, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's tipped back out to Martin. So Jeremy looking for someone to pass to as Eubanks has him. Pirich sets a pick. Jeremy uses it, can't find the shot. Back to Kamal Lindoff. He drives down towards the right baseline. Little eight-footer off the glass. He left it short, and the rebound came down to Anderson for Sitka. He'll hand the ball off to Matt Love, and Sitka will bring it across the timeline. Eubanks handling the basketball. Off into the hands of Anderson. Eubanks around to pick. Back to Anderson. He's down on the block working on Lindoff. They come back out on top to Eubanks. Sid drives. Ball knocked loose. And nicely by Kamal Lindoff as Eubanks with both hands in the air all the way down the court as he wanted a foul. Probably maybe should have gotten one, but hey, this is Masters bracket, right? We're going to let him play a little bit. Martin handling the basketball. Goes around to pick. Jeremy looking for someone to pass to. They come out on top to Cornell, to Kamal Lindoff. Martin at the left point. Eubanks finds the screen, and I think it's going to be a timeout. Yes, we have a timeout for Huna. It's 8-2. We're at the 4:43 mark, and we'll be back after a word and a 30-second timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, Bob Stemp is back at the gym, and checking in is Kitka for Sitka. Kamal Lindoff. They go down on the block, shot up, no good, as checking in is Big Mike Mills. So Mills immediately turns, goes to the bucket. He gets fouled, and that foul is going to be on Tom Anderson. So Anderson, the foul. Mills, the free throw. Back rim, no good. Still 8-2 in favor of Sitka, as Lindoff says, hey, let me in the lane for a rebound here. Second free throw by Mills is up and good. So Mike gets a 1 out of 2, the big lefty, and now the score is 8-3. Back the other way comes Anderson for Sitka. Bounce pass. There's Nutting. Turns around. 8-footer. No good. It's over and off. The rebound comes down to Mills. He hands the ball off to Lindoff. Lindoff also in for Huna is number 22, Dwayne Jack. He handles it at the top of the key. Ball knocked loose. Picked out of there. And it's going to be Sitka. Kitka runs it down in the left corner. Ray for three. Got it. So Ray knocks down a three as he hits his first shot. And it's now 11-3. Back the other way, Lindoff goes around a Dwayne Jack pick. Comes back out on top. Kamal. Fake the three. Again, got Anderson in the air. Eubank slaps at the ball. Can't knock it loose from Hinchman, who's also checked in. Back out on top to Kamal. Kamal looking for someone to pass to. Down in the corner, they go inside to Mills. Ball's knocked loose, and I think it's going to be off Mike's hands as he never really got full control of it, and it went off his hands and out of bounds. So Kamal Lindoff sits down. Adam Lee sits down. Adam Lee checks in, and Kamal sits down. Also sitting down is Joe Cornell, and checking in is number 31, and that's Andy Gray. Across the timeline comes Nutting. Nutting off to Kitka. Kitka, another three, and this one hits the side of the rim. Rebound comes down to Nutting. In the lane, Sitka, number seven. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Dwayne Jack, as Justin Bagley is checked in for Sitka. So when they make subs, they make wholesale subs. So that foul is going to be on Dwayne Jack Sr. First foul. Bagley at the line. First free throw is up and good. 12-3 in favor of Hoona. Second one up, and Bagley side rim no good. Excuse me, in favor of Sitka. And we're down to the three-minute mark. Oh, nice pass underneath to Mills as he kind of snuck behind the defense there, and Mike gets the shot to go up and good. 12-5, seven-point lead for Sitka. Eubanks pulls up. He'll take a three back rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Gray tips it right into the hands of Jack. He hands it off to Adam Lee, and Adam will bring it across the timeline. He goes on the baseline to Hinchman off to Dwayne Jack. Dwayne back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. And it's going to come down into the hands of Eubanks after it was tipped a couple three times. Here comes Sid on the run. Drives into the middle of the lane. Oh, in the corner, three-pointer. Up, no good as he finally missed one, and that was Nutting. And I think the ball might have been tipped out of bounds by number seven. That is Justin Bagley. So Albert Hinchman will bring the ball across the timeline. Off to Adam Lee. Down to 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Lee drives around a pick to Dwayne Jack. Jack for three again. No good. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Eubanks. Here comes Sid, and Sitka, three on two. Sid drives up off the glass and good as he went coast to coast. And Eubanks gets his first basket along with a pair of free throws, and it's 14-5 in favor of Sitka. Back the other way, Adam Lee picks up his dribble. They go on the block to Andy Gray. Gray knocks down Martin, and Gray knocks down Bagley, and the shot was put up, and back the other way comes Sitka. Bagley handling the ball against Andy Gray. Out on top to Nutting. Nutting in and out. That was the shot. That was the spot he hit the two previous two, and it was all the way down and came out. So still that nine-point lead. We're down to a minute 15 here in the first quarter. Ball to Dwayne Jack. Jack stolen away. And here comes Bagley. He's going to drive, lay it up off the glass, and good. So Justin anticipated that pass, cut in front, and now Hoona wants a timeout. So at the 58-second mark, 16 for Sitka, 5 for Hoona. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club. Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
The basketball, there's Dwayne Jack for three again. It's over and off again. Adam Lee, the rebound, left it short. And the rebound comes down to number 14. That's Matt Love, who's checked back in. He had Kitka down on the end, but he couldn't get it to him. Off to Bagley. Back out on top to Love, as also checking in is Jeremy Plank out on top. Handling the basketball is Bagley. And we're going to have a whistle and we're going to have a traveling call on Bagley as he was trying to step through a double team and he couldn't do it. So Dwayne Jack sits down. And Jeremy Martin checks back in. We're down to 20 seconds here now. As remember, Huna, the defending Masters champions, also checking in for Huna is number 24, and that's Lonnie Howland. Howland tried to save the errant pass on the end line, and he was unable to do so. So it looks like Sitka might get the last shot. 16 for Sitka, 9 for Huna. We're down to 9 seconds. The team's got to be aware. Out on top, long three-pointer, and that foul is going to be on Adam Lee. So going to the free throw line is number 44. That's Jeremy Plank. Lee tried to get through the screen. So Adam picks up the foul. That's his first. Going to the free throw line is Plank. First one is good. He's going to be shooting three. Second one is short. We're down to 1.2. So Huna will try to get a desperation shot up. Third one, back rim, no good. And that's going to be it. So at the end of the first quarter, it is Sitka 17. It is Huna 5. We'll be back with second quarter action in 60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, so we, my master know-all, Jim Dibdahl, thank you over there. Per-pitch is how the last name is pronounced for Mark, so P-U-R-R-P-I-C-H, so per pitch. Got it. Thank you. 17-5. Adam Lee for Huna handling the basketball. And as I said as we were going to break, remember, this is the these are the defending class, Masters class champions, although the roster a little bit different, but a lot of these rosters stay pretty much the same. Baseline, Martin. He just kind of bowled his way in there and put the shot up and good, and nobody stopped him as he just kept rolling to the basket and rolling to the basket. 17-7. Eubanks up off the glass with the left hand, left it short. Howland tips the ball to Gray off to Lindoff. Somebody left somebody up underneath alone, and Jeremy Martin kind of stuck behind the defense. And now Huna scored four in a row, and it's 17-9. Back the other way. Handling the basketball is Justin Bagley. Out on top to Randy Nutting. Nutting for three. Well, he hit his first two were pure, and he's missed his next three. And now they could cut the lead even farther. Martin moves into the lane. Ball knocked loose. Out on top, there's Kamal. Left it short. Battle for the rebound comes to Nutting. Randy will bring the ball across the timeline. Down in the corner. Long three-pointer in and out, no good, as that shot was put up by Bagley. And back the other way comes Huna, as they could cut that nine-point lead down to seven. Excuse me, that eight-point lead down to six, 17-9. Come on, Bob, I know you can add. Down on the baseline. Lindoff off to Howland. Three-pointer, back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Sitka, and Eubanks will bring it across the timeline. Sid pulls up, hands the ball off to Nutting. Nutting, oh, great pick and roll, shot up and good. Nice pick and roll, and Bagley just rolled to the bucket. Nobody picked him up, and it's 19-9, and the lead is back to 10. Here comes Martin. Jeremy, long three-pointer. That one's going to be over and off. You could kind of see that. Rebound to Eubanks. Eubanks, oh, nice pass underneath to Anderson, who was breaking right with him. And suddenly that lead is now 21-9 in favor of Sitka. Here comes Adam Lee for Huna. Out on the top to Kamal Lindoff. Lindoff kind of looking for a screen by Howland. He rolls to the bucket. They can't get him the ball. Looking for Gray down on the block on their left side. They got him. Back to Howland. Oh, that shot's a little flat, but Andy picks it up, hooks it underneath to Martin. Jeremy, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. That bucket's not going to count. The foul's going to be on number 44, Jeremy Plank. And Jeremy Martin is going to go to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot two shots. So Jeremy with a couple of really quick buckets here. He didn't score in the first quarter, but he got a couple of quick ones here in the opening minute of the second quarter. Free throws up and good. He's got five now. As Huna's doubled their score, and all of those points have come from Jeremy Martin. So Perpich comes in, and Gray sits down. So most of the starters back in. White, Lindoff, only one that isn't a starter is Howland. We got a whistle. Foul is going to be on 24, so that is Howland. So Lonnie picks up his first personal foul on the rebound. He's going to sit down, and checking back in is Cornell. So all the starters are back in now for Huna. 21-10 the score. Handling the ball out on top. There's Duddy again, and again he misses. So he hit his first two, and he's now missed four in a row, and really actually hasn't been close. Lindoff up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Nutting. Two on two. Randy drives, dishes it off. Long three-pointer, it's over and off. Battle for it, it's on the floor, and it's picked up nicely by Cornell. Four guys were on the floor, and Cornell was managed to get it. Martin, hook pass underneath, and it's going to be out of bounds. He was looking for Perpich, and it was knocked out of bounds. And Jeremy points at him, says, my bad, I need to throw you a better pass next time. They go down on the block to Louis White. White spins into the lane, off to Martin. Jeremy, three-pointer, rolls off. Perpich got away with a push as he put two hands right in the middle of Eubanks' back. And we got a whistle and a foul. No, we got a whistle, and it's going to be out of bounds to Huna. So Martin going to trigger the inbounds pass. Jeremy comes in the corner to Cornell. Out on the point on the left side, or excuse me, on the right side to Kamal. He drives the baseline right into Perpich. She puts the shot up off the glass, and good. So they were so intent on cutting off Kamal from the baseline that they kind of left Perpich right underneath the basket. Great pass by Kamal, and the shot's up and good. The lead back down to nine. And now Sitka wants a timeout. 5:48 here in the second quarter. 21 for Sitka, 12 for the defending Masters champion Tuna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires, and commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Way shot up. Eubanks put the shot up. No good. Back the other way. Martin put the shot up. It was checked by Eubanks. Off to Nutting. Nutting, and we're going to have a holding foul, and that's going to be on Lindop. So Kamal a little unhappy there as he kind of reached out and hammered Nutting. So give Kamal the foul. That's going to be two on him as he got beat cleanly and just decided, no, I'm just going to grab a hold of his arm. He didn't get the first one, so he goes, well, then I'm going to hit his arm. And when he hit his arm, he got the second one. So, so not sure what's going on, but what do we have? I'm not sure. Anyway, we have some subs in. So it's going to be White. It's going to be Cornell. It's going to be Lindoff. Kamal and Hinchman's in. Baseline. Nutting fakes. 17-footer. Back rim, no good. Big Mike Mills, the rebound. Looks for the outlet pass. And stolen away. And we're going to have a foul on Kamal Lindoff. So Lindoff looking at Mills going, no, don't throw that home run pass with three people back on defense. So Sitka stole it away. So inbounds pass comes to Nutting. Nutting way over on the left point to Anderson. Anderson, he goes around to pick by Plank. Plank for three. No good. And you can hear the Huna crowd, which will tell you what happened. Back the other way. Here comes Louis White. White pulls up, looks inside for Mills. Mills double team, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Mike Mills. Boy, need to pass out of that as Mills just put his right arm out and just shoved off and knocked Plank down. Sometimes you got to use a little bit of discretion. He's going, hey, I'm within 3 feet of the basket. I'm going to push somebody down, and I'm going to go up with a shot. Lead is 9, 4:45 to go here. Handling the basketball. Plank, three-pointer, over and off, no good. Tipped into the hands of Mills. He tried to tip it to Lindoff, up off the glass, as Plank stole it and put the shot up and good, and he's got three. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 23-12, that lead back to 11. Albert looking for someone to pass to. Oh, nice pick and roll to Lindoff, but very well defended. Lindoff looking for Cornell now as he's being hawked closely by Matt Love. They go down to Mills. Oh, nice strip that time by Plank. And back the other way comes Nutting. Nutting down the lane. Oh, nice move up off the glass. And good. Great shot by Matt Love with a nice Euro step. And now I think we're going to have a foul on Louis White. As White ran right over the top. And now Louis wants to complain to the officials about something on the other end. So White picks up the foul. And they so we're going to have a full timeout. And I think it's going to be a full timeout on Hunem. So, anyway, 3:44 to go, 25-12. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa Know How! Napa Know How!
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, we are back here. Scott and I are just having a couple of comments. Oh, side rim, ball knocked loose, and it's going to be out of bounds. Great hustle by Anderson. And we had two or three HUNA players, and they were kind of complaining to the referee, and so we were. I asked Scott if he had any cheese to go with that wine. So back the other way, Now Kamal moves into the lane, pulls up 8-footer. Thought he was going to shoot the other one, and it was, and he just kind of pump faked. He's got that little hunch of the shoulders, and the defense didn't bite. So he gave another one and put the shot up, and it was short. 25-12. Here comes Eubanks. He moves into the lane. Passes it out. Long three-pointer is up and good by Anderson. So he's got five now as he just knocked down a three. He also had a two, and that lead is 15 now, down to 250 here in the first half. Martin, Jeremy, in the corner to Kamal. Kamal, little 14-footers up and good. So Kamal finally gets off the snide as he knocks down the bucket. Looks like Ray Kitka has checked back in for Sitka. Down on the baseline, handling the basketball is Bagley. Bagley to Kitka. Left point. They go inside to Eubanks. Sid comes out the left side off to Bagley. Bagley for three. Banks it. Too hard, and the rebound ahead to Martin, and stolen away by Sid. Sid will drive up off the glass, and that's going to be a block. So Albert with a block as he kind of slid under, and I'm not a big fan of that play. Trying to draw the late charge was Albert Henchman, and already in the air and committed was Eubanks, and Hinchman kind of slid his hip underneath him and knocked Sid to the floor. First free throw up and no good. Those kind of plays are how people get hurt. 27-14, second free throw up and good. So Sid got one out of two. And he now has 5 points. Back the other way, 28-14. Henchman off to Kamal. Kamal drives to the baseline. Nice defense by Nutting. Comes out on top to Dwayne Jack, who's net checked back in. Back to Kamal. Kamal right on top to Albert. Albert looking for someone to set a pick. Gets it off to Jack. Jack for three. Left it short. And the rebound comes down to Bagley for Sitka off to Eubanks, and Sid will bring it across the timeline. We're down to a minute and a half now here in the first half. Score is 28-14 as Sitka has doubled HUNA. Looking for someone to pass to. Right on the free throw line is Bagley to Kitka. Kitka, 14-footer, no good. Eubanks tips it, and almost a great save by Bagley as Jeremy Martin was willing to let go out of bounds, and it finally did go out of bounds. And Louis White was going to check in, but they didn't buzz the buzzer as they got the ball in too quick. So Louis just says, you go ahead and stay in. He was going to come in for Albert Henchman. They go down on the block, knocked away from Mills. And Mike catch the ball. 28-14. Don't look for the referee to bail you out. Down to 50 seconds now. Eubanks handling the ball for Sitka. Eubanks right on the top of the key, just kind of working on Henchman. He drives up off the glass, the left hand. No good, and it didn't really matter. He could have gotten in the backcourt, but anyway, Henchman for three, over and off. Battle for the rebound. Down to 22 seconds now. Handling the basketball is Anderson. He's double-teamed, stolen away by Henchman. Lead pass ahead to Lindoff, up off the glass and good. Nice move by Kamal Lindoff as him and Anthony double-team. Pass ahead to Kitka, down to five. Kitka had more time than he thought he did. And at halftime, it's going to be 28 for Sitka. It's going to be 16 for Hoonah. We will be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes with first half statistics.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa Know How!
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra toughs, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here at halftime of the Masters game. This is the winner's bracket game. Both teams have played one game, 28 for Sitka, 16 for the defending Masters champions at Hoonah. Running down the scoring, first of all, for 28 points for Sitka. Randy Nutting had two threes for three. 5 points for Justin Bagley, a three and a two. Ray Kitka had 1 3. 5 points for Anderson, a two and a three. Sid Eubanks with six. Two field goals. Excuse me, there's where my mistake was. He has four. One field goal, two free throws. For 4 points, I was coming up with 30. Sorry about that. Matt Love had a bucket, and Jeremy Plank had a bucket and a free throw for three. 28 points. And for Hoonah, 5 points all in the second quarter by Jeremy Martin. Two buckets and a free throw. Kamal Lindoff had a couple of buckets in the second quarter. He had 4 points. Mark Pierpich had a bucket in each quarter. He had four. And Mike Mills had a bucket and a free throw in the first quarter for 316 points. So 28-16 in favor of Sitka. We'll be back in 90 seconds. 90 seconds with second half action.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kuchnawu Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride, all while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kuchnawu, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kuchnawu Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Think we're back. Nope.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right. Now we're back. Let's quickly run down what happened today. 10 a.m. Masters Bracket. Cluck One defeated Angoon 66-55. 11 a.m. Winners Bracket. Or 11 a.m. Women's Bracket. Yakutat beat Angoon 51-28. 1 o'clock, C loser. Of course, these are all losers. Loser out. Met beat Cluck One 75-65 in a game you just heard with Mike Clasby. In the B bracket, Angoon beat Haynes by a score of 71-58. And then, of course, this one happens to be winner's bracket game. And I think the rest of them tonight are all winner. Okay, it's 28-16. Here comes Eubanks, drives up off the glass with a left-hand nice move as he goes right around Mike Mills. So Eubanks has six now, two buckets, two free throws. Back the other way, Purich. And I think we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on Jeremy Plank. So Plank picks up his second personal.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Now, with longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Lindoff looking for someone to pass to. On the side to Martin as Huna has our starters in now. Oh, Jeremy forces it up, no good. Purich, no good. Martin, ball knocked loose. Purich picks it back up. Lindoff with a shot. No good. Here comes Sitka on a run. Nutting up off the glass and good. Nice move by Randy Nutting as he puts the shot up and good, and he's got eight now. Well, Hoonah had an opportunity. They just couldn't get it to drop. Back the other way, 37-16. Down the lane, Barton, ball knocked loose. It's still on the floor. Picked up by Kamal Lindoff. Kamal across the timeline. Stolen away. Back the other way. Shot up off the glass, and good is Plank. And I think Kuna's going to call a timeout. So it's 39-16. We're inside the 7-minute mark, 6:51 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, Louis White and Adam Lee are bringing the ball up. They hand the ball off to Kamal Lindoff. Lindoff being hawked by Anderson off to Lee. Lee for three, back rim. No good, and boy, Hoonah has a lid on the basket right now, and it's one and done. Back the other way comes Bagley. Out on top to Eubanks, down to 6:20. Eubanks looks at the clock, waits for the defense to come out, and then passes way out on top to Plank. Three-pointers up and good by Jeremy Plank as he knocks down a three, and he has seven in the quarter now and 10 for the ball game. Louis goes down on the block to Mills. Ball knocked loose. We got a whistle and a foul. So the foul is going to be on Jeremy Plank. That's three. Going to the free throw line is going to be Mike Mills. Mills was 1-for-2 early in the first quarter. Has not gone back to the free throw line since then. So not sure what's going on. Well, Mike's complaining because so Andy Gray came in as the official sat Mike down. He thought he was in the act of shooting. They didn't agree. Martin left it short, and rebound comes down to Eubanks. So they made Mike go sit down. He's in a hockey timeout, I guess. I wish I could have done that sometimes. Pass comes out on top. Eubanks handling it on the left point. Jeremy's got him. Jeremy looking for a pick. Nobody's got it, and there's going to be a blocking foul on Martin. So Jeremy picks up his first personal foul, and triggering the inbounds pass is going to be Tom Anderson. He comes right into the hands of Bagley. Bagley, pick and roll. Oh, nice defense by Adam Lee as he knocks it loose, and here comes Louis White. Louis will bring it across the timeline. He pulls up. Ball to Martin. They go down on the block to Andy Gray. We're going to have a whistle and a foul, and I think that foul is going to be on number 7. And Justin Bagley says, nope, Andy, you're going to have to earn it from the free throw line. He just kind of, these guys aren't subtle when they foul. They just reach in and grab people. They don't try to swipe and knock the ball loose. They just reach in and grab people. So Andy with his first opportunity, free throw up, Andy got it. So Gray is on the board, 42-17. That's the first point of the second half for Hoonah. Second one is good. So he hit two, and it's 42-18. It was 28-16 at half. It's now 42-18. to 18. Out on top is Anderson. Anderson to Matt Love, and Love hits a long three-pointer. So he's got 6.5 now, 8 for the ball game, and it's 45 to 18. Hook pass inside to Gray. Oh, nice move by Andy. Ball's on the floor, and it's picked out of there by Eubanks. Here comes Sid. He pulls up 1-on-3. Rebound to Love, to Eubanks, and Eubanks says, hey, let's go ahead and slow it down. Bagley in the lane. Little running one-hander, and he left it short. And back the other way, long three-pointer by Kamal, no good. Rebound comes down to Eubanks. Eubanks, a long outlet pass to Anderson. Anderson for three. It's over and off. Battle for the rebound. And it comes down to Cornell, who's checked back in. Off to Kamal. Kamal up off the glass, left it short. Battle for the rebound comes down to Eubanks. Boy, Huna's shooting in some tough luck right now as they just can't seem to get anything to drop. Back the other way, another long three-pointer over and off. Battle for the rebound as Adam Lee kind of pokes Anderson in the stomach as he puts the shot up. Lindoff around to pick. Kamal faked the three. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Louis White. Again, 3:40 to go here in the third. They go down on the block to Gray, up, left it short, got his own rebound, went up and scored it. So Andy, the only offense here in the third quarter so far, as he's got four, and I believe that Sitka's going to call a timeout. So we are down to 3:38 here in the third quarter. It's 45 for Sitka. It's 20 for Huna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, Sitka handling the basketball as Norm Staten has checked in for Sitka. His first appearance. In the lane, pass goes to Eubanks. Shot put up by Bagley and no good. Back the other way, Lindoff, and I think Norm got his name in the scorebook, but not how he wanted. As he picks up a foul, hey, you're in the book, right, Norm? Now all you got to do is shoot a couple shots. 45-20 came down across Kamal's, was looking to strip the ball and came down across Kamal's arm. First free throw, Lindoff left it short. Kamal's first trip to the free throw line. We're down to three and change here in the third quarter. And we have someone coming in for the shooter. That's going to be Lindoff is going to sit down if he makes the free throw, and he does. So checking in is Dwayne Jack. Sitting down is So Lindoff checks out, and Jack comes in. Kamal goes, who, me? I don't want to go out, but hey, looks like he needs a breather. Down to 3 minutes now. Sitka handling the basketball. Martin. They go down on the baseline. Anderson way out on top to Bagley. Bagley, they go on the baseline, and Louis White checks it, and it went off of Bagley, and it'll be out of bounds. So, see, Louis, you get the same call on that end as you thought you should have had on the other end. A little bit of a foul, no harm, and let's play on. 45-21, Dwayne Jack hands the ball off to Cornell, goes around a pure pitch pick, but the pass was too long. So looks like Norm's going to take a rest. Checking back in is number 44, Jeremy Plank. Also checking in for Sitka. Another one of the older guys is number four, and that's Harry Bradley. So Bradley checks in. Eubanks turns around, and the shot was short. As Eubanks got hit on the elbow. And the ball is stolen away by Eubanks. Pulls up, three-pointer. Left it short. Bradley with the rebound for Sitka. Shoot it! Eight-footer, no good. Eubanks with the rebound for Sitka. Well, he was all alone underneath. I don't think he realized how open he was. So Eubanks out here, handling the ball against Cornell. Minute 45 to go in the quarter now. I think, is Sid going to look for one shot? Either one shot or a layup. We're down to a minute 40 now. You can hear the Hoona crowd going, let's play, let's play. Of course, they're down 24, so you can imagine that they want it. Cornell against Eubanks, and there's going to be the foul on Cornell. So Cornell goes, well, if you're going to stand out here, I'm going to grab a hold of you. We're not in the bonus yet. So the inbounds pass is going to be triggered by Nutting. Way out on top to Eubanks again. And I think Sid, oh, running one-hander, up and good. Nice move by Bagley. Bagley goes, oh, what the heck, I'm going to throw it up. And he puts it down in the bottom of the net. 47-21 now. Back the other way, White for three. Louis, back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Gray can't get it to drop. Purich, no good. Is just checked out of there nicely. And here comes Plank for Sitka. Three on two. Plank off to Nutting. Nutting for three. Over and off. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to be out of bounds. So Nutting hit his first 2 3-pointers, and since then he's missed six in a row. And he's hit the rim every time. Only one of them was close to going down, though. So, you know, he might want to try. He actually did hit a two. So he's got eight. 47-21, I'm sorry. Jack for three. Back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Plank. For Sitka, he hands the ball off to Eubanks, and Sid will bring it across the timeline. Sitka leading comfortably here, 47-21. Nutting down on the block, and a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Dwayne Jack. So Jack picks up the foul, going to the free throw line. He is going to be number 12, and that's Tom Anderson. Anderson has not shot a free throw yet. Dwayne Jack comes out and says, hey, is your wrist okay? Anderson goes, yeah, not a big deal. 28 seconds to go, so Hoona should have an opportunity to at least score. So Anderson, first free throw, up and good. Anderson, second one, up and also good. 49-21. Back the other way. Oh, Purich right underneath. Somebody forgot to go back and play a little bit of defense, and he puts the shot up and good. He's got four now. Bucket in the first quarter, bucket in the third quarter. Eubanks around the screen. Almost lost it. And a wild shot put up by Nutting. Hit the side of the rim, sort of. Back the other way. Long three-pointer. No good. So at the end of the third quarter, Sitka 49-23 for Hoona. We'll be back in 60 seconds with fourth quarter action.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right. Bob Sims back here, 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. This is Loser's Bracket. And right now, Hoonah is on the, or I'm sorry, this is winner's bracket. And right now, Hoonah is on the losing end as they're losing 49-23. Andy Gray hands the basketball out on top. Down the lane. Pure pitch, little jumpers up and good. So he's got eight now. 49-25. So Sitka has almost doubled the score. Back the other way, handling the basketball is Anderson. Steps through a double team, comes back out on top to Nutting. Nutting goes down the lane, it opens, and Nutting drives and lays it up and good. Boy, that was kind of like the Red Sea parting, except it was the red Hoonah jerseys parting, and Nutting went right to the hole. Handling the basketball, Cornell up off the glass, left it long, got his own board, it's on the floor, and it's picked out of there by Nutting. Nutting, lead pass ahead to Kitka as the bottom of Sitka's bench is now in there as going to save some legs. They go out on the block to Anderson. Anderson steps in the lane, throws up a prayer, and I think, yeah, I agree, Albert. You fouled him, but I thought he traveled as well. So Hinchman goes, see my foot? This is what he did. He drug it. So Albert picks up his second personal foul, and going to the free throw line is Anderson. Free throw up, back rim, no good. Hey, when you're older, you get a cheat a little bit, right? He is 2 for 3 now. He is 2 for 4. Was all the way down and came back out. Rebound comes down to Andy Gray as James Jack has checked in. And the ball is on the floor. James picks it up, hands it off to Cornell, back to James Jack. To Hinchman. Hinchman looking for Howland on the free throw line. Instead, it's Cornell. Back rim for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes down to Sitka again. Hoonah is one and done. Oh, and a nice defensive play by Cornell as Kitka was back on a break, and Cornell managed to get his hand on the ball and knock it out of bounds, so a good defensive play. Triggering the inbounds pass is Anderson. Way out on top to Plank. Plank for three. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Jack, and Dwayne will bring it across, or excuse me, James will bring it across the timeline. Got the Jacks mixed up. He pulls up, thought he was going to shoot the three. Cornell says, what the heck, I'm going to shoot the three. And it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, nice save by Howland into Gray. Andy up off the glass, left it short. And the foul is going to be on Plank, and that is going to be four. So Andy will go back to the free throw line. He's got a bucket, and he has two free throws. So he's got four. Free throw up and in and out, no good. 51-25. Don't forget, this is the 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament. Lots of special events going on for the 75th annual, including Lions Club International is here, and they're going to be doing a presentation at the next international conference. Second free throw by Andy Gray is no good. Rebound all the way up off the glass, leaving it short was Plank as he saw Kamal step in. Tried to avoid Kamal and left the shot short. Shot up by Lindoff, no good. Battle for the rebound. It is, I think, that Nutting might have got a piece of it. And Plank is not going to be able to save it. As he turned the wrong way, the pass was a pretty decent pass, but he turned the wrong way, and by the time he got turned around, it was out. So it looks like, is Kamal going to sit down? And Kamal just got back in. So Jack comes back. Kamal's looking at the bench, holding his hands up like, hey, man, I only played 30 seconds. 51-25. We're down to 7:10 to go here. Don't forget, we've got Dwayne Jack, side rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. We've got a couple more games coming up here. We've got a C, a women's, a C, and the B winner's bracket. Scott, I think all of these are winner's bracket, aren't they, in the evening? Yeah, all four of these, starting with this one, I think, are all the winner's bracket games. So we're going to have some great basketball. That last one between Heidelberg and Hoonah, That B bracket should be a barn burner. So Dwayne says, well, if I can't get it from 28 feet, I'm going to move back to 35 feet. And he finally knocks one down. So Dwayne knocks down a three, and it's 51 to 28. And back the other way. Shot put up and good by Anderson. Oh, almost stolen away. Staten, did he knock it out of bounds? Nope. They say James Jack knocked it out of bounds. Yep, so all of them are winners. Okay, so we've got, we had loser out this morning, and now we've got four winners, so. Pass into the lane, stolen away. That one's winners. Okay, so all four of them are winners. I thought they were. Howland up, no good. He's going to be fouled by Harry Bradley. Bradley says, hey, Mr. Howland, you need to go to the free throw line. So Lonnie, free throw. Back rim, no good. Left it a little bit long. And we have a sub coming in. Adam Lee checks in. Cornell sits down. We might see Mike wander back for that B game, but otherwise he might just be having a tall, cool one. Howland gets one out of two, and I certainly don't blame him. Defense! Defense! 54-29, down inside the 6-minute mark now. Huna is going to have to make a push here. And at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Oh, they go inside to Staten. Pump fake up, no good. Left it a little bit strong. And I think Adam Lee might have got a little piece of that because it came off of Funny Howland, long three-pointer off the side rim and out of bounds. So both teams are kind of deep in the bench right now as it looks like the subs are kind of going to play it out here. The last 5 minutes and 30 seconds, as that lead is 25. So unless things change drastically, there's Nutting for three, side rim, no good, Adam Lee. So unless things happen suddenly, inside Howland, up, oh, off to Gray, nice move. Well, let's just say that Howland got blocked. And the ball went right into the hands of Andy. And Andy said, thank you very much, and I'll make a layup. 54-31, 23 now. You can hear the fans trying to urge Huna on, as this crowd pretty much pro-Huna, of course. When Huna and Angoon play, the crowds are pretty much the crowd. Staten for three, back rim, no good, rebound. As Huna kind of standing around, and Anderson got it, put it up off the glass, and good. 56-31. James Jack, shoot it, James. Long three-pointer over and off. Rebound comes down to Staten. And Howland kind of pats him. Ref goes, let's play on. Howland goes, sorry, man. In the lane, Bradley. Oh, and the Sitka fans want him to shoot it. As we need Bradley to get on in the book, and we need Staten to get in the book. Staten. Bounce pass to Bradley. Go to the hole. There you go. Up off the glass and good. There we go. As Harry Bradley gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. That's 58-31. We're down to 4 minutes to go now. You can long three-pointer by Adam Lee. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitka. And both teams kind of walking across the floor or walking across it. Staten, long three-pointer, side rim, no good. So it looks like, I'm not sure if Patrick Miller is here, but Mike Love hasn't scored. Oh, he has. So Norm is the only one that's played that has not scored for Sitka. So in the next 3.5 minutes, I'm sure they'll try to get him a score. Dwayne Jack, he's out there at 35 feet again, and he knocks down another one. Maybe he should have been out there. Dwayne should have been out there the whole game because he was right behind the free throw or right behind the three-point line, which is 19-9. He's moved two steps beyond that. Oh, stolen away. Three-pointer, no good. Battle for the rebound as that was Albert. There's Jack again. And Jack's knocked down another one, and that's three in a row now. Nine, and the lead is now 21. We're down to 3 minutes now, and you can hear the Hoona crowd looking for a little defense. Shot up off the glass, no good. Battle for the rebound. And, Norm's complaining. Shot up by Howland is good. As Norm was setting the pick, and Howland was just going right through him. And Norm, instead of playing defense, the guy drove right by him while Norm was complaining. 58-39, lead 19. Norm just kind of standing there as we're down to 2:10 now. Sitka not in any hurry as they're going to make Hoona come out and play some defense. Bradley off to Kitka. Kitka to Staten. Norm just kind of standing out there. Adam moves up on him a little bit now as Nutting handles the basketball. There's Kitka. Line drive, no good. Rebound once again, and the lead is 19. So let's see if they can get it a little closer. Lee drives, Henchman. Albert pulls up. 10-footer's good. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be too little, too late, folks. It's the lead now 17, and we're down to a minute 30. Nutting to Kitka. Inside to Staten. Staten, spin move in the lane. Oh, had a good look. Kind of looks at himself and he says, man, I can't hit anything. Back the other way, there's Jack again, and this time it's over and off. Rebound to Lee. Sitka not playing any defense, and Adam Lee knocks it down. Well, the crowd likes it. I'm not sure if they're not going to be able to get all the way back, unfortunately, as the lead now 14, and we're at a minute. And are we going to have a timeout? Well, Louis White is going to come in for Jack, and I think they just stopped the clock so that they could get the sub in. All right, so we're inside. Well, we're right at 60 seconds now. Staten going to bring it across the timeline. Norm pulls up. Comes way back out on top. They go back to Staten. Staten around, up. Boy, and he had another layup, and he couldn't get that one to drop either. Lead is 14. There's Dwayne for three again, and this one's an air ball. Howland the rebound. There's Dwayne again, and this time he got it again. 25 seconds, and the 25-point lead is now 11, but it's going to be too little, too late. And Dwayne Jack is going to get called for the foul. And Hoona not anywhere close to being in the bonus yet. So the pass triggered in to Martin. And Albert picks up the foul. I guess they're going to try to get him into the bonus. Pass comes in again. Bounce pass to Kitka. And there's going to be a foul on Dwayne Jack. So that's his third. So Ray's going to go to the free throw line. We're down to 14 seconds. Well, Hoona could save a little face here if they can get it inside of 10, which would be a major accomplishment since a while ago they were down by 25. Dwayne Jack kind of got hot, and he hit four threes, and really Sitka wasn't playing much in the way of defense as they were running 30 seconds off the clock. Kitka, free throw up and no good. Ray has one three-pointer. Second one is up and good. So it's 12 now. Here comes Adam Lee on top. There's Dwayne again, and this one's over and off. Rebound comes down to Staten. Ball's on the floor. Lee back to Henchman. Henchman, three. Over and off, and the final score is going to be Sitka, 59, Hoona, 47. We will be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Play by play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves. A spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here, and let me write that score down before I get it. 59-47, so the defending Masters champions get knocked into the loser's bracket. And folks, let me tell you, the score was 59-47, and this game was not that close. As at one time in the fourth quarter, Sitka led by 25, and then they just kind of relaxed their defense. Dwayne Jack got hot, hit four threes. But, again, Sitka done it, or Huna did a nice job to come back and make it close, but not really close. Okay, for 10 points for Nutting, Harry Bagley got on the scoreboard late, one field goal. Justin Bagley had 7. Ray Kitka had 4 points, a 3 and a field free throw, 9 points for Anderson. 6 points for Eubanks. Matt Love had 8, and 10 points for Jeremy Plank. For Huna, Jeremy Martin had 5. He had all of his points in the first half. Really didn't play that much in the second half. 12 points, 4 threes late for Dwayne Jack. Henchman had 1 field goal. Lonnie Howland had 1 field goal. Adam Lee had a 3-pointer and a free throw for 4. Andy Gray, kind of garbage time. They never really run any plays for Andy. He's always around the basket. He had 2 field goals and 2 free throws for 6. Kamal Lindoff, real low scoring for him as he only had 5. Mark Purich had 8 as he had 4 field goals. And 3 points for Mike Mills Yes, 3 points for Mike Mills. In the first quarter, he had a free throw, and he had a field goal, and that's all it is. So once again, final score is 59-47. So Sitka advances to Saturday night's championship game. Huna drops into the loser's bracket. They will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock against Klukwan, with the winner of that one advancing to the championship game. Scott McAdams will be here. We've got 11 minutes, about 8 minutes. Scott, does that sound good? All right, so Oliver, we're going to be back in about 8 minutes, and Scott will be on the air. This is Bob Sims saying thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.